from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. It was the second day of the Russia-ordered brief humanitarian pause in rebel-held Damascus suburbs, but no humanitarian aid has gone in and no civilians have left through the corridor manned by Syrian and Russian forces. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday rebels in eastern Ghouta are blocking aid deliveries and preventing people from leaving. Lavrov spoke through an interpreter at Wednesday's Human Rights Council meeting.
Now it is a turn for the militants and their sponsors to act. The militants entrenched there who still continue shelling Damascus, blocking aid deliveries and the evacuation of those wishing to leave. We call upon the members of the so-called American coalition to ensure the same humanitarian access to the areas in Syria under their control.
Russia has ordered a five-hour daily humanitarian pause to allow civilians to exit the region that started Tuesday. Residents said they do not trust the truce. Four UN peacekeepers were killed and four others seriously wounded on Wednesday when the vehicle they were in hit a mine in central Mali, the West African nation's UN mission said. The troops were driving on a road linking in the Mopti region, where six Malian soldiers were killed in a similar incident a day earlier. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has pleaded not guilty to a set of new charges that were filed against him last week by special counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller has been probing Russian interference in the U.S. election. The new charges allege that Manafort, with former business partner and Trump campaign aide Rick Gates's help, laundered more than $30 million through hidden offshore accounts. A trial date has been set for September. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.